The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Thanks for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. Hockey fans are excited for the NHL's Winter Classic on Monday at 2 in the afternoon from Fenway Park. To set the stage for it, let's take a listen to a special conversation with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman about the state of the sport and how the NHL is positioning itself for the future. He spoke with Bloomberg Quick Take Chief Correspondent Jason Kelly and our own Scarlett Fu.
The nature of the game has always been physical, and we think we've maintained the essential physicality. The emphasis or the focus on fighting has always, I think, historically given the game the reputation you were referring to. What we're really focused on is speed and skill and the extraordinary competitive balance that we have. When you look at our races to the playoffs, when you look at our playoffs, I don't think there's anything in sports like our first round. And the game has gotten younger. I think it's gotten more entertaining, and that has paid dividends in terms of what goes on off the ice as well. But the game itself and the players, both former players and current players, all marvel, saying that the game may be in the best place it's ever been.
And so what have you seen this season that gives you the confidence to say that? What sort of stood out so far?
The things that I look at, you know, for example, over 40% of our games, and I think that's been the case now for the last 5 years at this point, are the result of a come-from-behind victory. Mm. So that the game is never out of reach. And I think we may be even seeing a record on multi-goal comebacks. Of our top 20 scorers, I believe half of them are 25 or younger. And then you see Alex Ovechkin, who isn't one of the youngsters, but he's now, you know, about to tie and break Gordie Howe's record, and even Wayne Gretzky's record of goal scoring, which had been for years something that nobody thought could ever be approached, is in jeopardy. And Wayne, by the way, is excited by that as well. So in terms of the fundamentals of an exciting competitive game that's entertaining, in terms of most, if not all, of our clubs being competitive because of the system we have, we find ourselves as a game in a good place, and we weathered COVID extraordinarily well in terms of coming out of it. It was difficult and challenging to get through it, but we did. And we find ourselves, as a result, in a very good place, both on and off the ice.
How about financially? I read that. How about financially? Because I believe revenue is, what, $5.4 billion?
Last year, we were projecting, coming out of COVID and having people in most of our buildings for most of the season, we thought we would have $4.95 billion, and actually we think we've come in at about $5.4 billion. So that's about a half a billion more than we were anticipating, which is a record. The $4.9 billion would have been a record for us, and we're projecting continued growth. Our business people at the league level did a remarkable job over the two-year COVID period in engaging renewals or new partnerships from a business standpoint with, I think, close to 30 different entities. Mm. So our business has never been better or stronger off the ice. Our attendance is back. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the growth, we think, will continue as we've seen.
What about the strong dollar? The weak Canadian dollar must have had some impact,
too. It hasn't. Well, we do all of our computations under our system for the cap and with the Players Association, the escrow, in U.S. dollars, and the Canadian dollar gets a little weaker. It has an impact, but if you're doing $5.4 billion, and again, seven of our 32 clubs are in Canada, it has an impact, but it's not dramatic. I mean, it's more of an impact on the Canadian clubs. But again, the system we have in place in U.S. dollars tries to mitigate against the impact of the Canadian dollar.
And so when you think about that revenue mix, what drove the change, or what drove the upside?
Well, media is particularly our new relationships that are now a year old with the Walt Disney Company, ESPN principally, and with what was Turner and AT&T is now Warner Brothers Discovery. There was a large uptick there. Our clubs locally are negotiating new deals as they come due, and that's been increasing. Our partnerships, our licensed products on all fronts, we're continuing to grow. And having come back from a dislocation forever, and again, COVID is not just us.
Right.
I mean, all sports, all business, all people, you know, suffered during that two-year period where life as we knew it was something that we had never experienced before. And we collaborated very well with our players and our Players Association. Owners were very, very supportive. The banks that we borrowed from were very helpful and supportive. And so the confidence that everybody showed in the business enabled us to endure.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to pick up on something you said about media, because that clearly has been one of the most disrupted but also very quickly evolving elements of the sports business. Tell us a little bit about the mix there, linear, streaming, and how you think about it.
Well, it's interesting because we've been thinking about it a long time. When we made the deal with Rogers in Canada, Sportsnet, 8-9 years ago, we bundled in digital rights, and nobody really focused on it at the time. But that was a precursor to moving forward, where ultimately there's going to be an evolution. Do I think cable is going to zero? No, nobody does. But there has been cord cutting and cord nevers. And so the $90 to $100 million subscriber base for cable and satellite may wind up. I'm not an expert on that industry, but I'm obviously somebody who watches it and affected by 45, 50 million. And you're seeing the streaming services coming up, and you need to balance the two. And then that's what we did with the Walt Disney Company. We said, okay, we're going to have a linear presence on ESPN with some ABC, which was important to us, because I think as a major league sport, you still need a major league linear presence. And at the same time, we took what was our digital out-of-market package, which is 1,000-plus games, and said, with ESPN, let's put it in ESPN+, which may have been one of the most fan-friendly, consumer-friendly things that any sports league has ever done, because when we had the NHL.TV package, which was being done with BAMTech, and which then was acquired by Disney, and our out-of-market package, you know, Center Ice, $180, give or take, a year. Now you were buying the ESPN Plus package basically for half the price, and you were getting not just us, you were getting all the other ESPN Plus right. content. So this was actually a good deal, and our digital presence isn't in so many places that you have to worry about searching for games, right? We're either on TNT or ESPN ABC, or we're on ESPN Plus from a national standpoint. You know, and the regionals are the regionals, and people know where to find that.
Where's your audience now, and in terms of where do you see them going over the next 5 years? Because you had the foresight when you signed the Rogers deal to wrap in the digital rights. I wonder how you're thinking about 5 years from now.
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see more of an evolution, depending on what happens with the regionals, where streaming is going to become more important, and the national presence is going to become increasingly important, because I think that's the way it's evolving. Having said that, you've got to be agile enough to keep an eye on the trends and be prepared to embrace them.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're obviously seeing a situation where NFL Now with Amazon on Thursdays could end up Sunday Ticket being on YouTube. I mean, which
is what the rumor is.
Right. And so that I would imagine the evolution is speeding up, right?
Well, what's clear is content remains important.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in content like live sports. And if you're one of the majors, there's going to be an appetite. And I view it not as a problem, but as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is make sure you've got good partners, as we do, and make sure that you're agile enough to read what's going on and hopefully use those opportunities. It's not just about the money, because first and foremost, you've got to be touching your fans and giving them the connection to the sport that they want.
What do you think about big technology, those big tech firms like an Apple, like an Amazon, coming in for these streaming rights? What's the state of your thinking or discussions with any of those players?
I think it's exciting because it's an opportunity, and there's going to be more forms of competition, right? The marketplace, in some respects, is contracting, but overall, it's expanding, right? So the traditional methods may be contracting a little bit, not going to zero. But the adjustment provides us opportunities to do other things. And yes, the Apples, the Amazons, the Peacocks of the world are taking, and, you know, Netflix still hasn't dipped its toe in sports. But at some point they may conclude that that's the way to go. You know, if you think back 30, 40, probably 40 years now, cable and satellites got their penetration because of sports and the regional sports channels and the appetite for sports. I think, while it may not be on a regional level, it may be more national, I think sports may be driving some of these streaming services as they go forward.
And so when you think about the consumer, the fan, you know, the mind obviously goes to, we're all big sports fans here, even the mix of sports that they consume. How do you think about the NHL in the context of the other big American or North American sports today?
Well, I don't view it that it's us versus them, although to some extent, you know, who's prepared to bid and how the scheduling works out is a function of which outlets have which sports.
Right.
I mean, that was a challenge we had when I took over. We really didn't have a national presence, and we had to weave our way finding the partner in the spot that would work for us. But to me, the most important thing is you've got to provide your fans with easy access, which is fairly priced. But also, when you're looking at the millennials and Gen Zs, they want more than just the games mm-hmm. now. They want behind the scenes. You know, we do Road to the Stanley Cup, Road to the Winter Classic. It's about giving a look at our players in our game from a vantage point that when I was the equivalent age of a Gen Z, you could only imagine what was it like to be inside of a locker room to see the players getting ready. I mean, and that's what our younger fans are demanding, and frankly, I think it's good for the game, particularly for our game based on our players, for them to see that.
That's NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman talking with Bloomberg Quick Take Chief Correspondent Jason Kelly and our own Scarlett Fu. And we'll have more of that exclusive conversation coming your way as we head into the new year. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr on Twitter at Big Barr Sports. And do not forget to catch our podcast. You can catch those Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays for the latest stories moving big money in the world of sports.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.